More impressive than the tomb of the royal women in this period were the accommodations for the dead kings of Kamajini. Not too far from Karakush was the hilltop settlement of Arsamiya, and it's just a few miles from Karakush. At Arsamiya, we know from inscriptions, was a place called a Hero Theseion, which means seat of the gods. And the Hero Theseion seemed to have also been the place where the father of Antiochus I, Mithridates I, was honored. The term Hero Theseion doesn't exist anywhere outside of the world of Kamajini. It's specific to the belief system of these kings. And it seems to be a place where a deceased king would be honored and worshipped and would be united with the gods. Arsamiya is a hilltop settlement, and sadly, at the top portion of this settlement, there's been a great deal of erosion, and much of the architecture has slid off the side of the hill. So we don't really understand what the Hero Theseion at Arsamiya looked like. But what does survive is a processional way that led up from the lower ground up the hill slope. And along this processional way were reliefs depicting King Mithridates as well as King Antiochus I shaking hands with various deities. So we have more of these dexiosis scenes. Now, what's very clear is that the Kamajinians worshipped a huge pantheon of gods. Interestingly enough, they chose to worship gods that were combined Greek and Persian deities. Now, I mentioned in a lecture a while back that when the Greeks got to Western Anatolia and they met the goddess Cybele, they equated the goddess Cybele with their own goddess Artemis and kind of worshipped a combined version of that deity. The same phenomenon occurred amongst the Kamajinians, where they worshipped a combined deity that seemed to take on similar elements of a Persian god and a Greek god. So at Arsamiya, we see dexiosis reliefs where both King Mithridates and King Antiochus I are shaking hands with kind of a composite god, a god that would be considered Apollo amongst the Greeks and Mithras among the Persians. Both of these are sun gods, and the Kamajinians worship them as one composite deity. Another god that they worshipped as one was the god Heracles, who is the Greek strongman hero, and his Persian counterpart, Artagnes. So we can see here that the Kamajinians certainly took their belief in their ancestry from Persians and Macedonian Greeks very, very seriously.